Broadcaster Africa O'Connell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm all right, except you know what happened to me during the week, Africa? Yeah. I got assailed in the car the other day, right? But remember that really annoying song, The New Radicals, You Give What You Get?
Yeah.
And I was like to the kids, what the hell? Like, this is crap at the time. It's worse now. So it turns out, of course, they got it from TikTok. I think apparently it's one of the songs people use for the depression can't hit a moving target vibe, was what they told me, right?
That's exactly
so it seems a lot of these old songs of, we will say, varying quality,
yes,
are having a moment again with Gen Z and Gen Alpha through TikTok. So, well, we'll start with The New Radicals. You say this song has a long, weird history. It keeps popping
up. Kind of does have a weird history because it came out in 1998. I was the same as you. I wasn't a fan at the time when it was having its first go around. But it has had a bit of a weird history because it came out, it had a real kind of nostalgic, well, it wasn't nostalgic at the time, 90s style.
It kind of was nostalgic even at the time, though, wasn't it? There was something about it,
yeah. There was. And even the music video was in like a mall or a shopping centre, as we would call it. But it was used in the trailer for the film Pushing Tin, which came out in 1999. So even at that, when you were used in a movie trailer, you were used in a movie, you immediately got...
So it got a life again.
Again, exactly. VH1 named it one of the greatest one-hit wonders of all time. Now, I think it was number 64 out of 100, so it wasn't like up there and it was around. And then it had another kind of go-around in 2020 where Joe Biden used it in his presidential campaign. Apparently his son, Beau, who died in 2015, was a huge fan of that song, one of his favourite songs. And then another brand called Journeys took it up. They would call it a mall brand in America, as you can buy it in, you know, shopping centres. It's not high end, but they did a kind of a tribute video to the shopping centre.
Okay, so
you know,
this is an evergreen and back again now.
And this is on the way. This is on the way back around now. Unfortunately for yourself and myself, because it's coming up again and again and again in millions of TikTok videos. Most of them being Jason Sudeikis as his character Ted Lasso, which is depression can't hit a moving target. If you just keep dancing, it won't get you.
Okay, all right. Let's remind people. We're going to keep these clips short now. New Radicals, Give What You Get. We're good. Okay,
enough.
You get the gist of that. And look, he's clearly making plenty of money out of it. And of course, he wrote Life is a Roller Coaster as well. So he's got the twin things that him to keep him going into his pension.
Exactly.
Right. No, the thing is, that was a big enough hit in his day, right?
Yeah.
Aphex Twin, on the other hand, let's face it, always a fairly niche concern.
Different
he's
vibe.
He's having a comeback.
But, like, massive, beyond anyone can understand. So Richard D. James is his name, is Aphex Twin's name. He was born in Limerick, so we're claiming him, even though he is...
Was he?
Cornwall, you know, grew up in Cornwall and all that. He was known for kind of ambient techno and an acquired taste, I would say.
Very, very...
Not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, not accessible, really. But one of his big hits was called Window Licker, which came out in 1999. So this Aphex Twin track that we're talking about
are
now...
Are we calling it Quick Through?
I still don't know how to pronounce it.
Let's call it Quick Through, yeah.
Let's do that. It is 25 years old. It is fairly obscure, but people will know this.
Why do the kids
know
it?
It has become this phenomenon on TikTok where it's being used on different videos of like subtle foreshadowing is what they call it. Now, this is
I love it. The kids have a mood for everything now, don't they?
Like something terrible is about to happen. You don't quite know what it is. It's subtle foreshadowing.
Okay, that's all of us these days. Let's face it. Yeah. A non-specific kind of dread.
Exactly.
Yeah?
A non-specific dread is a good way to put it. Yeah, exactly. It's very spooky. So, but also, something that came out recently, The Guardian was writing about this at the end of January. Aphex Twin has now overtaken Taylor Swift's monthly YouTube music listeners. 448 million to her 399 million. So this is, there was a DJ music producer, Ramon Pang, he noticed this milestone and he said, it's amazing. This kind of gives an idea about how certain artists' music can do brilliantly in short form content.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then we'll give a completely new life to these weird
songs. If the kids find out that the Aphex Twin has like about 2,000 exactly. hours of albums there, like, exactly. okay, let's take a quick listen to it. Positively listenable for the Aphex Twin, in fairness.
Spooky like, that's pirate ship.
That would be at his commercial end of things, I would say. Like,
that's
okay.
the more accessible end, yeah.
So,
exactly.
So on that kind of notion of a song kind of matching a mood and stuff,
you
say that's what happens sometimes. Tell me about I'm Just a Kid by Simple Plan.
This is 20 years old. Oh, I loved this one. Yeah, I absolutely loved this one. I was one of those people who was, it's not just a phase, Mum. I really am like this kind of thing.
yeah, right.
You know, like emo guy. Or whatever it was. This was 2020 to 2021, right?
Yeah.
What was happening was we were in the pandemic. People, there was nothing for people to latch onto. Nostalgia just took off in a way that was, you know, enormous. So Simple Plan had this song from the early 2000s, which was called I'm Just a Kid. And it was that kind of pop punk emo kind of thing that was very popular at the time. And what people were doing were they were taking the chorus of I'm Just a Kid, putting it to old photos of themselves and then recreating the old photos as they are now. And it is.
That's nice.
That's lovely. Yeah. It was lovely. It was wholesome fun for everybody.
And I didn't think I knew this song. And you don't think you know it either, but have a listen. And here it goes. Yeah, and if you don't know that song, you know 100 songs like it.
It's
but
a
that's
tune.
That's the one that hit it with the kids there on TikTok.
Exactly.
Now, our own Enya, we can't have this conversation without talking about Enya.
No.
Invented the whole genre, Celtic mystical rainforest ambient pop.
Yeah.
Tell me about Enya Core.
So Enya Core is huge because Enya is one of Ireland's best-selling solo artists. She is second behind U2. She has never toured solo and she hasn't really ever performed a solo concert. And she has Grammy Awards. She is the whole
mahoosive, like.
She is huge, like, and her albums have just, you know, become a phenomenon themselves.
And she's now an aesthetic.
She's
in her own
an aesthetic.
Right for the kids,
that's
yeah?
exactly it. So people are using Enya's music on videos of, like, you know, picturesque scenes. Enya Core is kind of a bit close to nature, a bit floaty, a bit ethereal, all that.
Of course, all the stuff
all
they're
the
into
stuff
now. Yeah,
dissociating.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Enya was too early, basically.
She was ahead of her time.
She was.
Massively.
She invented the modern world.
Come
here. We'll maybe finish up with Enya, but before we do,
of course,
we can't have this conversation without saying nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday, darling. Hold my hand.
Sorry, now.
I had never heard this song, but like it's imprinted on my brain now. And it is funny, in fairness.
This is Jess Glynn, right? Her song, Hold My Hand, was 2015. So it's 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. It did well at the time and it charted, but it was used in an ad for Jet 2 Holidays. She has had a resurgence.
Oh, there she is in rapping.
There she is because of Jet 2 Holidays. So you need to have your Nothing Beats a Jet 2 Holiday ready for the next time you hear this song. It's everywhere.
And it's basically people having misadventures on their holidays falling on.
That's exactly it. And even the lady who did the voiceover for Jet 2 Holidays is now getting gigs.
She's a celebrity as well, yeah. So look, it's a win-win for everybody. Okay, we didn't even get to Kate Bush running up that hill, the original of
Stranger
all these
things.
Stranger Things, and then onto TikTok. But
but
Afric O'Connell, thank you very much. And we'll finish up with our very own Enya. So and give people the aesthetic. This is, we'll go with Orinoco Flow.
Put on something floaty.
Yeah, thanks Afric. We can say, we can say, sail away, sail away.
email brendan@rte.ie.